Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Health officials again pushing for more Americans to get the shots. We have the story.
Kansas hopes to get more students vaccinated before classes begin next month. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Our stretch of hot, dry weather is going to persist again today as a ridge of high pressure is expanding and strengthening. Temperatures may be at their warmest tomorrow. How hot do we get? Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
Another country has reached the million case COVID-19 milestone.
The U.S. added more than 55,000 new COVID-19 cases yesterday with 315 new deaths, according to Johns Hopkins. It comes as the CDC says the more contagious Delta variant accounts for 83% of cases. Chicago Public Schools say students, teachers, and staff will be required to wear masks when they return to classrooms next month, regardless of vaccination status. Globally, Pakistan has passed the milestone of 1 million COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. And South Korea is extending COVID restrictions for the greater Seoul area as it battles its worst COVID outbreak. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Kansas officials pinning their hopes of keeping the COVID-19 Delta variant in check on more people getting vaccinated, because it's reported to be spreading rapidly among the unvaccinated.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says there's not enough time before K-12 schools resume classes in mid-August to get all of the students ages 12 and older fully vaccinated. But she adds that the state will focus on giving at least the first of two doses to as many of them as possible.
We're doing everything we possibly can to get shots in as many arms as we possibly can, because that's the only thing that's going to stop it.
The number of confirmed Delta variant cases in Kansas has tripled this month to more than 1,100. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas officials are, Kansas economy, that is, gradually recovering from the impact of the COVID pandemic. Keith Loing, president and CEO of Workforce Alliance of South Central Kansas, tells KNSS News the Wichita labor market was hard hit with a sky-high jobless rate.
We peaked back in April of 2020 at 19%. That was right at the heart of all the shutdowns and stay-at-home orders. We have steadily gone down in terms of the rate, but we're holding about 5% unemployment. That's the official number. I know that doesn't capture everybody. We probably have anywhere from 10,000 to 15,000 people receiving unemployment insurance benefits right now.
Keith Loing is our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Wichita police have identified a 28-year-old man who died in a crash near Park City while he was fleeing from officers. Police say Gabriel Christian Syme was behind the wheel of a small sport utility vehicle that sped away from a traffic stop and collided with a pickup truck. The truck driver suffered injuries that are not considered life-threatening. Police spokesman Charlie Davidson says before the traffic stop, officers received a report of Syme selling drugs while armed. Davidson says police found possible evidence of drugs in Syme's car after the crash.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she will not let antics stand in the way of a January 6th committee's investigation.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not ruling out appointing additional Republicans to a select committee formed to investigate the violent breach of the Capitol on January 6th.
There are some members who would like to be on it, but We'll see.
The speaker defended her refusal to accept two Republicans named to the panel, Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, citing previous comments and actions from those Republicans. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says the other three Republicans he named to the panel will not participate in a sham process.
Because it's not going to change the outcome of what it seems like a predetermined or already written report.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, selected by Pelosi, will serve on the panel. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A state of Mississippi is preparing to take on the Supreme Court decision of Roe v. Wade this fall.
The legal thrust and parries point to a pending showdown as the Supreme Court prepares to hear this fall oral arguments of a Mississippi case that banned abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The core issue is whether abortion can be restricted even if the fetus is not viable outside the womb, a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade, a 1973 decision that legalized abortion. The state upped the ante, filing a brief asking the court to overrule Roe in order to uphold the state's restrictions on abortions.
Fox's Lauren Green reporting. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A road swing that's starting out pretty successful for the Wichita Wind Surge. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
An official with the Kansas City School District says students will likely be required to wear masks when classes begin next month. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Stephen's in the morning now. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. An official with the Kansas City School District says students will likely be required to wear masks when classes begin next month. Sarah Williams, a COVID-19 coordinator for the district, said no decisions have been made, but she is recommending the district require students and staff to wear masks even if they've been vaccinated. Australia's Prime Minister is under pressure over a slow vaccine rollout as lockdown restrictions grow.
With half of Australia's population under coronavirus lockdowns as cases of the infectious Delta variant spread, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is feeling the heat.
I'm certainly sorry that we haven't been able to achieve the marks that we had hoped for.
Morrison says he accepts responsibility for a sluggish vaccination campaign.
But what's more important is that we're totally focused on ensuring that we've been turning this around.
Just over 10% of Australians are fully vaccinated, compared with around 50% of Americans. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A thrill seeker has plummeted to her death.
A Colombian bungee jumper left off a bridge without a fastened cord this week. Yacina Morales fell 164 feet to her death at a popular jumping spot. She and her boyfriend were both part of an excursion organized by local company Sky Bungee Jumping. Morales was behind her date in line. Things went wrong after the operator signaled for Morales' boyfriend to take the plunge, but apparently she thought it was her cue to jump, and she did so without being locked in. Investigators are calling it a tragic misunderstanding. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A teen girl's summer fun on the beach in New Jersey is interrupted by a close encounter with a bird.
Video recorded aboard an amusement park ride in Wildwood captures the moment a 13-year-old girl collided with a seagull, or rather, the bird collided with her. Kylie Holman was riding the Spring Shot, which launches riders 75 miles per hour into the air with a friend when a seagull hit her in the face. Holman says she tried to tell her friend what happened, but the other girl was too distracted to hear about her avian encounter. She somehow managed to pull the seagull off her face. Holman adds she has no plans to go on the Spring Shot ever again. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Continue avoiding the area westbound K96 between Webb and Greenwich Road. An injury traffic accident there. Again, continue avoiding that area westbound K96 between Webb and Greenwich. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is clear and warm here in south central Kansas. Temperatures heat up just a little bit more this afternoon. South winds will bring in more humidity with a high 94. Clear and breezy through tonight, low 73, then sunny and hot Saturday afternoon with a high 98, and we may see a few thunderstorms late Saturday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a sunny sky, 70 degrees. We have a south wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, several times voted one of the best bourbon bars in America. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. 8:11 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Yesterday's high temperature, 91 degrees. And as you heard in the forecast, we're going a little bit warmer today, a little bit warmer tomorrow. Summertime seems to be here across south central Kansas. And the weekend ahead, any special plans? I don't know. Ted's wind surge is on the road. They're in Arkansas this week, so we can't go to a wind surge game. But I'm sure there are other activities that are available to all of us. Earlier this morning, the 5 o'clock hour, I don't know if anybody was up that early, but there was an interesting full moon out in the western sky, low in the western sky here in Wichita. And it was orange, but almost a golden color.
And I missed that.
I guess they were saying because there's the smoke in the air from those fires up in the northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been impacting our weather here all week. The meteorologist, Ron L. Williams from KSN, has been talking about that. And yeah, but it's there. A couple of days earlier in the week, it was hazy, just hazy last. And we thought, what is that? Well, a lot of it was that smoke from the northwest part of the state, part of the U.S. this morning. All right, Ted, 8:13, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Anything planned this weekend? Anything you want to talk about, or what's on your plate?
No, I don't have much going on.
All right, so we're at 8:30.
I'm going to have a nice leisurely
knock back
July weekend is what's good.
Good idea.
Of course, I didn't have a weekend last week. I was at Coke Arena
working,
for 11 basketball games. So I'm kind of looking forward to actually having a weekend.
Well, it's 8:13 here on a Friday morning. Good chance to talk about something that's going to be coming up on 8:13 in the morning here on the Steve and Ted Show in just a few days, and that's our chats with Mitch Holtis. And during that's a Kansas City Chiefs training camp, and it's a tradition with us. And we have him on during camp. We have him on every day.
Yep, four straight weeks. Starting on Monday, August 2nd. So
when we get into the season, the football team will have more on Friday.
Yeah.
only. But during
training camp, we get him 4 weeks in a row every day,
and he's always got something good to tell us. I mean, he's got insight. He knows about the great thing about Mitch is his style and his way of doing things. He prepares and prepares and prepares some more.
Yeah, so and he gives us the skinny, and it's always interesting. We'll call up stuff, in December, and he'll say, remember when I told you about that in training camp? Stuff we talk about in August, it comes to play all season long. It's pretty cool.
Well, and, of course, here at KNSS, we are the radio voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. And we've been proud to do that the last couple of years. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Yeah, on those Sundays, this is where you want to be radio-wise to listen to what's going on with the Chiefs.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. We'll start with our daily visits with Mitch at 8:15 every morning, pretty much at this time, every weekday morning, starting on Monday, August 2nd.
Okay. Yeah, that's coming up, and we're in the dog days of summer here. It's going to be hot for a few days, and and then sometime after, about September, it'll start getting nice again, so we're going to endure it. How's your lawn doing this year? Have you been keeping it cut for the neighbors? For the neighbors there, Ted? Okay.
I get to it when I can.
Well, you know, and you are pretty busy, so maybe you should hire somebody to do it for you.
And I'm getting to the point where I need to get it taken care of. You asked me what I'm going to do. Maybe that's something I get done today or tomorrow.
Don't do it in the afternoon. Ooh, man, it's going to be hot out there. And of course, when it gets hot like that, you need to hydrate. I've been battling keeping enough water down in that last couple of days.
I've been drinking tons of water.
I take a nap in the afternoon. I wake up with my mouth all dry and ugly.
Yeah, it's like, and you just go guzzle.
Yeah, so just go drink the water. Drink the water. All right.
Although I did have a little Coca-Cola yesterday, and that tastes good this time of year, too.
Yeah, I had some of that, too, early in the morning.
Ice cold Coca-Cola this time of year. It's pretty tasty.
I told you what. I told you ordering fast food the other day, didn't I, I asked the young man, asked what I wanted to drink at the drive-thru, and I said, Coca-Cola. And he says, what's that?
Doesn't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Coke, young man.
Yeah.
that's good branding and marketing. You can't even remember what the original name is. All right. It's coming up on 8:17, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and check out sports with Ted Woodward this morning, talking about the wind surge on the road, the Royals playing. They did not play last night, yesterday. Right?
Yeah, but the Royals do begin a homestand starting tonight.
They'll be
home for 6 days. Big weekend for the Royals as they take on the hottest team in Major League Baseball. And that is the Detroit Tigers. Yep, the Tigers come to Kauffman Stadium on a 7-game winning streak, their longest winning streak in 5 years. They haven't lost a game since the All-Star break. They came out of the break and they've had a perfect week. They won 7 in a row. The Royals have won 3 of their last 5 going into this series. Big weekend at Kauffman Stadium. Tonight's Hawaiian Shirt Night. Tomorrow night, Alex Gordon Bobblehead Night. And then on Sunday afternoon, it's K-State Day at the ballpark. So lots of things going on as the Royals get at it. You can hear all those Royals-Tigers games live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Minor League Baseball for the Wichita Wind Surge, spending 12 days in the state of Arkansas. First up is a visit to Little Rock, where the Wind Surge so far, 3 games, 3 wins. Last night in Little Rock against the Arkansas Travelers, Wichita got a leadoff home run in the top of the first inning. And then it was 1-0 still until Wichita broke it open with 4 more runs in the top of the eighth. And then in the bottom of the eighth, it started raining heavy, and after about a half hour, they shut it down. This game's over. And the Wind Surge wins it 5-0. Starting pitcher Chris Vallemont went 6 scoreless innings, struck out 8. So nice job for the Wind Surge. Starting out 3-0 on this long road swing in Arkansas. Wichita still has the number 2 spot in the league standings with a 3-game lead for that spot. Surge will be in Little Rock against the Travelers for the rest of the weekend. By the way, the Wichita Wind Surge has won 9 of its last 11 games. Playing really good baseball right now. Let's take a look at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. The opening ceremony currently underway.
Olympic update, I'm Mike Gunzelman. 612 athletes will represent the United States at the Olympics over the next 2.5 weeks.
For the Americans, all eyes will be on gymnast Simone Biles, already the most famous athlete in the games. If Biles gets three more medals, she would become the most decorated American gymnast of all time. Katie Ledecky has transcended Michael Phelps as far as being the face of swimming. She's expected to bring home multiple gold medals. And 17-year-old Arian Knighton of Tampa, Florida, will be the youngest American male to compete in a track and field competition since 1964. While Team USA men's basketball is expected to claim another gold despite losing two games in the exhibition lead-up. That's your Olympic update on Fox News.
The Parade of Nations is currently going on in Tokyo. The delegation from Malta is now coming in with all six of their athletes. Yeah, got that going on.
Are you finished?
No.
Keep going.
Yeah, the course of the National Football League for the second year in a row will be dealing with COVID.
In a league-wide memo Thursday, the NFL announced that forfeiture of games and loss of pay is on the table for teams in the event that a COVID outbreak is brought on by an unvaccinated player. The forfeiture will happen if the league is unable to accommodate rescheduling in the 18-week regular season timeframe. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell Thursday announced that roughly three-quarters of the league's players have been at least partially vaccinated. Unvaccinated players expressing some dismay over this memo, including Arizona Cardinals receiver DeAndre Hopkins, who tweeted, "Never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL." Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
We have racing at 81 Speedway, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Weekly points racing on the dirt track at 81 Speedway tomorrow evening. And a happy birthday to one of the great Wichita athletes of all time, the big dog, Antoine Carr.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating a birthday today. And Antoine is 60 today. Wow. Born in Oklahoma City. Of course, came to Wichita, grew up, went to Wichita Heights High School, where he was a high school basketball superstar, played at Wichita State all 4 years, averaged 17 points a game, shooting 55% from the field, still holds the single-game scoring record for Shocker basketball.
Yep.
In his last game as a Shocker, he scored 47 points against Southern Illinois. I was in the arena that night.
How about that?
Pretty cool stuff. Drafted number 8 overall by the Detroit Pistons, but did not sign. Went and played in Italy instead, but came back to America and played 16 years in the NBA. 9,000 points in his career in the NBA. His number 35 is one of only 5 numbers that hangs retired from the rafters at Wichita State's Koch Arena. Ah, one of the greats, Antoine Carr. He is 60 today. That's sports with Stephen Ted.
We're talking about Detroit and the Tigers a while ago, and I just brought up a couple of quick memories that growing up, my dad was he was a Detroit Tigers fan when he was a kid.
Really?
I guess Ty Cobb was his favorite.
He
lived in rural Kansas, and all you could do is follow him by newspapers accounts, but he was a Tigers fan. So when we started our Little League in Kingman, Kansas, of course, my dad was my first coach manager, and so we were the Tigers.
The Tigers.
And every team had it. They didn't have – all they had was T-shirts. They didn't had to wear jeans. And ours said, Tigers, Kingman Tigers on. So there you go.
Nice.
And we've had – they've had a couple of good teams in my lifetime. The 68 Tigers were good. Didn't they win the World Series that year?
Oh, yeah, yep.
Had Mickey Lolich and all those guys
winning
playing for them?
Al Kaline. Winning 30 games.
And then they had a good –
Denny McClain winning a 30-game winner.
McClain.
I think that he was the last 30-game winner pitcher.
And didn't they have a good team in the mid-'80s, too?
1984. That year they started out the year 35-5.
Wow.
Yeah, they won 35 of their first 40 games, and then they just kind of steamrolled the San Diego Padres in the World Series that year.
So they have
Kurt
a tradition.
Gibson was their big
Kurt Gibson.
Star,
yeah.
one of their big stars.
All right.
Yeah, the Detroit Tigers.
Hey, one other thing real quick, and kind of a sad anniversary, 2014, on this date, our good friend Randy Brown passed away.
Oh, man.
Remember that he was great a writer here with the paper for
great
years.
Great writer.
And became just a good friend, a very nice man. Good man. Randy Brown passed away, 2014. Big on the Gridiron
Yes,
show.
Yes, he was the MC for the Gridiron Show for decades.
Yeah, Mark Chamberlain posted on Facebook
Gosh,
today. About
darn
that.
It.
Our good friend Mark
He left us too early.
Yeah. 8:23 now, Steve and Ted, and coming up, we've got the Hannity Morning Minute. Supporting immigration laws, that's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.